From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The Planned Parenthood Association of Utah is resuming some services. It got back $2 million under the Title X Family Planning Program. The Trump administration had previously stripped that money in April. Shireen Gorbani is the association's president and CEO. She says low-income Utahns will once again receive assistance in several areas.
Birth control, oral contraception, or long-acting care like IUDs. It also covers a great deal of STI testing and treatment.
Cancer screenings will resume as well, along with basic wellness exams related to sexual and reproductive health care. Utah Valley University and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have reached a land deal in Vineyard. UVU will lease nearly 5 acres to the church. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the agreement got the green light from the Utah Board of Higher Education on Friday. The school is getting $4 million for the 50-year lease. It will allow the church to build new meeting houses in Utah County. That's the fastest-growing part of the state. This deal is pretty unique. Most lease agreements that allow the church to put in buildings are for student-related programming. The federal government published a new playbook Friday for how it might manage the Colorado River's future. Tens of millions of people in the West depend on the drought-stricken river for their water. KUNC's Scott Franz has more.
The Interior Department's options range from taking no action and keeping things as they are to a scenario that could result in water cuts to the lower basin states of California, Nevada, and Arizona. But the feds are only going to use this playbook if the 7 states that depend on the river fail to reach an agreement themselves on how to conserve water. Negotiators have been locked in an impasse over how to share the dwindling water supply for almost 2 years. Experts say if a deal isn't reached soon, it's likely the feds will intervene and the fate of the river's management will head to court. The next deadline for states to try and reach an agreement is Valentine's Day. Scott Franz, KUNC.
Lawmakers convene next week for the 2026 legislative session. At the center of all the bills being considered is the state budget. The governor has submitted his proposal, but lawmakers can't fund everything. KUER's Sean Higgins explained on PBS Utah's The Hinckley Report on Friday.
And it's also important to say that the legislature's priorities are not always the same as the governor's. And we've seen this in the past where the governor has had budget asks for some things on his wish list that get absolutely nothing at the end of the year. So that really is going to take shape as the legislature moves on. We might get a feel for it maybe halfway through when the executive appropriations really starts getting to the nitty-gritty of their budget and what their priorities really are. Like I said, there are wish lists. Everyone has a wish list at the legislature.
Yeah, I have my own.
Everyone has their passion project that needs that $10 million, that $1 million, and there's just not as much as there used to be to go around.
That was KUER's Sean Higgins on PBS Utah's Hinckley Report. You can hear the full episode wherever you listen to podcasts. Two U.S. ski racers who train in Park City posted big results in Austria over the weekend. Lindsey Vonn won her second downhill of the season, and her teammate Jacqueline Wiles raced into third place. You are listening to KUER News.